There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Don't you get it? God, I am nothing. I get it, says God. Plenty of room then to receive and be everything. And my tears of unworthiness are replaced by sudden anger. Is this what you want? This annihilation of self? Are you playing with me? Yes, says God. Will you play with me? Will you be on my team? My God, how you mess with my emotions, from agony to anger to honor. Yes, God, I would love to be on your team. A frustrated man is asking God, is telling God that I am nothing. And God is in turn offering that if you are nothing, come, I'll make you everything. But again, the frustration. The man is getting irritated. What exactly you want? You want me to destroy myself? God said, yes. The man says, are you playing with my emotions? God says, yes. I love to play. Will you be in my team? The man earlier says, no, I don't want to be. But gradually, he understands the divine play. And he says, yes, I would love to be in your team. This turning towards God, this total surrender unto Him, is one of the greatest devotions. And Hindu scriptures have used a very beautiful word for this complete act of surrender. What is that word? Sharanagati. A sense of complete surrender. Total surrender. We often hear this song in Mughli, Sharan me le lo, I surrender unto you, O Ram. I have tried all other methods. I have tried everything, whatever that was ever taught by men, by great men, by saints, by sages, and yet I have failed. I have tried everything what I could understand. I have tried everything. All methods, all gimmicks, all tricks. But the enemy is very powerful. And I got defeated every time. And because of this continual defeats, now I have lost hope. And so I turn unto you. For you are the ultimate resort, the last refuge, the ultimate protector. Now you tell me what I should do. So this is the stage of surrender. The ultimate, the final surrender. In fact, The word surrender is the last word in spirituality. No word can be better or greater than the word surrender. The river has developed the desire to merge into ocean, but there is a fear. What will happen to my existence? Till now people call me river, but if I get merged into ocean, I would not anymore, will not be anymore called river. My individuality, my personality, my character, my I-ness, where it will go? My shape, my color, my form, my beauty, my glory, the praise I receive everywhere. People worship me. They call me the purifier. Everything will get lost. So there is a hidden fear, and it tries to avoid reaching the ocean. But ocean is the ultimate destination, whether you like it or not. You have to come to the ocean, but that fear goes away. The moment the river jumps into ocean and becomes one with ocean, now it's no more called river, but then now it has become unlimited. The joy is much more now, though it's no more river, but it is the part of something bigger. This merging of river into ocean is the act of surrender. And when that ultimate surrender happens, all the fear, all the anxiety, all the insecurities vanish away. In Gita, we hear the statement again and again, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Just surrender unto me, only me, and none else. They describe six elements in the Vaishnava philosophy about Sharanagati. Five are called Angas and one is Angi. So when these five elements or six elements come together, it becomes what is called Sharanagati. What are they? The first, acknowledgement of one's helplessness. You understand your helplessness. How weak I am. How imbecile is soul. How powerless it is. I can't do anything. I have tried doing things, but I have failed. I have tried everything, whatever that was possible. Whatever that was told by human beings, by scriptures, by traditions, by ceremonials, by great men, by children of God, by Tirthankaras, by Buddhas, by so-called avatars. Everything I have tried, and yet I have failed. So there is utter helplessness within, and you acknowledge your helplessness. You concede to all your faults and imperfections. That is the beginning of surrender. Now you understand, there is something higher, much, much higher than me. And before that power, my powers are nothing. So that is the first stage of step of surrender. You accept your weaknesses. You accept your imperfection, your faults, your defects. The second, a resolution not to make mistake again. A sankalp, a firm resolve not to fail again. That is the second stage in surrender, in samarpan, in sharanagati. Probably the resolution has been done multiple times in the past as well, but it was not associated with that feeling of humility. Probably it was filled with ego. I can do this and I will show you that I can do this. So there was a tinge of ego, and that's why it didn't work. But now, the very first step is total acceptance and total helplessness. You begin with the very, this is the humble beginnings. The second step is sankalp, not to or again. The third step is vow, pratigya, oath, to follow rules. To follow rules. I have broken the rules multiple times. And the result is unhappiness. Sensual happiness in the beginning gives, is like nectar. And in the end, it becomes poison. That is the greatest problem with all the sensual happiness, sensual pleasures. They are nectar-like in the beginning and they end as poison. So transitory, so evanescent. Man remains frustrated all the time. A man dies and he reaches the pearly gates of heaven. And Saint Peter is standing there. And Saint Peter asks him, where you want to go? Hell or heaven? He says heaven. But Saint Peter says there is one condition. You have to pronounce the word correctly. If you can do that, I will send you to heaven. He says, I am ready. What is the word? And Saint Peter says, L-O-V-E. The man immediately says, love. Saint Peter is so happy. He says, you are entitled to go into the kingdom of heaven. Then Saint Peter says, I have some work. Please stand here for some time. Also, if somebody comes, you ask him the same question. And if that person pronounces the word correctly and even tells you the spelling, then you may allow that person to enter the kingdom of heaven. So the man is doing locum job. After some time, his wife, that man's wife, comes in front. He says, oh, you? How come you are here? The wife says, when you died, I was so sorrowful. So I came here. I also died. And I am here back to you. So where do you want to go? She asks, where you are going? He says, I am going to heaven. But there is one condition. You have to tell the spelling of one word. Then only you will be allowed to go. Wife asks, which is the word? He says, Czechoslovakia. Now tell the spelling. So utter frustration surrounds after that initial sensuality. So now there is a resolution to follow. That is the third step of Sharanagati, total surrender. I have broken rules and the result is sorrow. Any breach in the principle put forth by God leads to unhappiness, no matter then who that person is. And the fourth step is accept that God is the sole protector. No one else, no humankind can protect me. He is the only Rakshak, He is the only protector. To accept Him as the ultimate protector. His canopy can never fail. So come to this realization. Till now I was running to this person and that person. Enough of Tom, Dick and Harry. They all have failed. Rather, they are the causes of my entering into this imprisonment of eternal sorrow. And fifth, realization that God is the sole refuge. He is the only refuge. I cannot surrender any other to any other person now. I cannot surrender to any other human now. I have understood and realized that He is the only one, the one and only one, none but one, one without second, where I can surrender. He is the only refuge, the last refuge, the last resort, the last succor, the last help. So, Sharanagati includes these five angas, five elements, plus one more that is known as angi. And that says, when these five elements, you surrender unto these five elements. So these five elements plus that sense of surrender is known as Sharanagati. So the journey of this surrendered life begins with the realization that there are many things which I have not done. There are many things which I cannot do. There are many things which I should have done and yet I have failed. So this realization of weakness, this realization of imperfection, failure, this realization of the erroneous life, this realization of the failing and the fainting life makes you understand that now I need to stop. Enough of the ego games. Enough of the plays of the mind. Mind games, ego games, blame games, games of complexes, inferiority complex and superiority complex. Enough of the games of self-victimization. When you put an end to all these games, and now you begin everything anew. I don't know anything. I have to know everything. You come to this ultimate realization that there are few things which are still hidden. There are few mysteries. The life is mysterious, an enigma. I have not understood it fully. Become a child again, filled with curiosity. Become a child again, filled with inquisitiveness to know, to understand, to gather new things, new knowledge, to garner new information. The book of life is open, but the chapters are unreadable. Even if with difficulty you read, the meanings are hidden, the connotations are far deeper. Surrender unto this existence, and then gradually every chapter would become clearer and vivid. So the first step of surrender is acknowledging one's helplessness. The second stage is resolve that I will not err again. I will not make mistake again. Enough of the mistakes. One mistake piling up over another mistake. And the third is resolution. A vow, a pledge, an oath to follow rules. For that, you will have to know what are the rules. And the next, accept. Or come to the realization that God is the sole protector. No one else can protect me. And fifth, He is the sole refuge. Become a refugee. And when all these five things are coupled with the sense of surrender, the result is Sharanagati. And then the new realization will come. Then the new life will begin. A new chapter will begin. You heave a new lease of life. A new turning point. So everything begins with that humility. That sense of humbleness. Unobtrusive humbleness. Mujhe apni sharan mein le lo Ram. And invoking Him. Now you take me unto you. Rock of ages. Bible says, rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I have come unto you. The rock is big. You are that big rock. And the storm is blowing. The tempest is vehement. The weather is inclement. I seek refuge unto you. I have come to your door. Open. All other doors are closed. The door of God is the only door that remains open till the end. And I have come unto you. I have come to join your team and begin a new play, a new game. Om Shanti.